Been talking this week about Jerry's Journey, A Walk for Mum. Now, Lee lost mum, Jerry, in 2020 to leukemia. And he's had this idea for a while to do this walk for mum, in particular the Goldfields track, 210Ks from Mount Buninyong to Bendigo. And finally, after some COVID setbacks, he's got it and he's on the road as we speak. Lee, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, mate. More importantly, how are you going?
Firstly, apologies for the puffing and panting, but we're doing pretty good. We're just ascending Mount Alexander now, and it's a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous. You've actually had some terrific weather for it, no question about that. How's the body holding up?
The body, I think everyone's in the same boat. I think after a sort of day three, and your body realises that you're not going to stop, it just stops sending all the signals, all the pain goes. So we've got blisters on blisters, and we've run out of tape so many times. But it's all adrenaline today, Robert.
Yeah, I could well imagine, mate, particularly being the final day. And you, mate, you'd be chafing in places you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, we've put in the creams for that as well, so we've been well looked after.
Ah, very good. And you've got a couple of like physios or medicos with you to sort of help look after you?
Yeah, we've had so much support. The guys at the Castlemaine Pharmacy there, even yesterday, we walked from Vaughan Springs through Castlemaine to Alexander, and they came down to meet us at Castlemaine and topped up all our supplies and you know, we had the massage table there and massages happening. So we've been really well looked after.
And tell me, so who, how many have you got on your team? How many are in the walk?
So we've had about around a dozen walking every day. You know, every now and then someone might check out for 10Ks while they get some treatment done and things like that. But a core group of about 12. But this morning, you know, obviously being our last week, this is something we heavily promote. We have about, there must have been 20 people, I think, at the top of the hill here.
Fantastic.
So we're walking, there's about 30 plus walking with us at the moment.
It's taken a long time to, you know, get to this point, what with the pandemic and that sort of thing. But it must be a wonderful feeling, despite all the aches and pains, that you've finally been able to do the walk for mum.
Well, it's funny. We were saying last night, it really felt like last night, not the end, but today's like a brand new walk for us. We've got all these energised people joining us that are just basically going to drag us along to the end. We're all suffering. We've got sore bits that we've never had before, but it was so great to see all the fresh faces this morning. And then we've got around 20 more people joining us throughout the day as well.
Terrific. Now, one of the important things, mate, you set a target, I think it was at 10 grand. How are you going with the target?
Look, we've smashed it, to be honest. It's the support we've had. I made a point of every time we got a donation through the Leukemia Foundation website, I get notified via email, and I made a point to reply to everyone to thank them personally. I think I'm around 100 to 150 emails behind at the moment this week. So it's just been just phenomenal. With all our fundraising efforts, barbecues and everything we've done, we're just about at $45,000 at the moment. So it's been phenomenal.
That is absolutely fantastic. Well done. Now, just finally, what way are you coming into Bendigo? When's your ETA for Bendigo, do you think?
So we'll be walking along Gladstone Street, the back of the train station, sort of from the Queen's Arms Hotel end. And we'll be walking along the street to the back of the train station at 3 o'clock.
Sorry, mate, you broke up a bit there. What time, roughly?
3 o'clock.
Oh, okay, cool. So if people see you along the way, give a toot, give a shout, give a clap, and if you can, give some money as well. But, hey, Lee, just fantastic stuff, mate. Congratulations to you and everybody. It's fantastic when you can see a germ of an idea go through to fruition like this, and obviously in mum's memory and helping others who are suffering. I can't say congratulations enough to you, mate. Well done to you and everybody.
Thanks, Robbo, and thank you so much for your support too.
No problem at all, mate. You take it easy, and we'll catch up soon. Be good.
No worries, mate.
All the best. Cheers. Lee Stevens, Walk for Mum, Jerry's Journey. Good on him. That is just brilliant, isn't it?